The state of New York's energy market changed dramatically in 2015. As natural gas and renewable sources took center stage, nuclear power sources like Oswego County's Fitzpatrick plant were squeezed. WRVO's Payne Horning reports that energy experts believe that 2015 was a watershed year.
At the Most Museum of Science and Technology in Syracuse, young children drag a bundle of marbles up a column with a magnet. When it reaches the top, they fall down a connecting tube and spin a rotor wheel. The interactive activity lets young minds see how water is sucked into a hydroplant and used to power the facility. It's a new exhibit at the Most Museum that focuses on renewable sources of energy. This exhibit is vastly different from the one they designed 10 years ago, which focused on carbon-based energy.
This is cool. You like it?
Melanie Littlejohn is a regional executive with National Grid, which helped pay for the exhibit. She says National Grid and Most decided to scrap those designs and start over.
What we wanted to do as a part of this project is to show the evolution of energy. And the role that energy plays in our lives. And when we think about the future is now.
The changes to New York's energy market are quite visible, too. More solar rooftops came online in 2015 as New York State sponsored local solarize initiatives to help increase the spread of solar panels. The state also contributed millions of dollars more for New York's Green Bank, which will fund clean energy initiatives and businesses. And in December, the governor ordered the State Public Service Commission to start enforcing his goal of 50% renewable energy in the state by 2030.
It makes New York a leader nationally in changing the way that the electric grid is managed.
Professor Peter Wilcoxon is the director of Syracuse University's Center for Environmental Policy and Administration. He says 2015 was a significant year for the clean energy movement, but New York still has a couple of lingering questions as it moves into 2016.
Whether New York will consider allowing hydraulic fracturing or natural gas, and what, if anything, is going to be done to help nuclear plants remain open in the face of cheap natural gas.
The rise in cheap natural gas and more renewables in the market has hurt nuclear power plants. Entergy this year announced it would close Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County by early 2017. Wilcoxon says that nuclear may not be renewable, but it does have a role to play as a bridge to the future.
Over the long term, as the country gets more serious about dealing with climate change, nuclear power is not a technology of the past. It's going to play an important role in keeping carbon emissions from the electric sector low.
Oh, yay! Yeah. There we go. Lighten it on up.
And in the Most Museum, young Braden and his mother Paulette can see and even feel how the market has changed as they power up a hydro plant.
We have to look at things that are going to be healthier and safer for us and make it a better place to live.
Paulette says she is happy that the exhibit features newer alternatives for her son's future. In Syracuse, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.